Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a special episode of the CIMC Music Show, and I'm your host, Jason Cuban, and tonight we are having our spooky Halloween special. Tonight we have themed music for this spooky night of haunting terrors, and special spooky scary stories, and a dedication to our favorite young ghoul, Lexi, coming up very shortly in the show. We're going to go ahead and start things off with a few messages. Want to let everybody know that the Granny's Christmas Closet is still accepting your donations of money or gently used toys that they can clean and refurbish and then offer to the grandparents who will be invited to shop for free at the Granny's Christmas Closet so that they can surprise their grandchildren on that special morning with a gift. Check them out at www.granny'schristmascloset.com or on Facebook. You can find them. Their group is called the Granny's Christmas Closet. We are looking forward to getting things started with you tonight. We have a bunch of good stuff coming up, but we are going to get it started off with a Halloween classic, thanks to Tim Burton. This is Halloween on the CIMC Music Show.
Was a long time ago, longer now than it seems, in a place that perhaps you've seen in your dreams. For the story that you are about to be told took place in the holiday worlds of old. Now, you probably wondered where holidays come from. If you haven't, I'd say it's time you begun.
Yeah!
pumpkin song.
Rockingham Aquatic Specialty is your number one spot for aquatic life and accessories. www.rasaquatics.onefreecart.com. That's the number one, freecart.com. Rockingham Aquatic Specialty, serving your aquarium needs. And I am back on the CIMC Spooky Halloween Special. I'd like to take a moment to make a special dedication to our favorite ghoul of the night, Little Lexi out of Harrisonburg, Virginia. Well, I think she's now living, or should I say unliving, in Grottos. She has asked for a special song, one of her favorite songs of the holiday season of Halloween is the Monster Mash. So for her, very special for her, we have just that, Monster Mash for Lexi here on the CIMC Music Show.
My monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
Wow.
From my laboratory in the castle east, wow, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast,
wow, wow,
the ghouls all came from their humble get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. Scene was rocking, all were digging the sound. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hound. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And you, my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Monster Mash.
tonight we played Monster Mash for Lexi Rains, our favorite little ghoul, and Goblin spends the birthday with us here in Harrisonburg. Kevin Rains, we'd like to wish you a very happy birthday on this spooky Halloween night. We are going to play a wonderful tale that many of us have remembered from our childhood, and we're going to go ahead and share it with the new generation of ghouls and goblins. The Haunted Mansion has been a timeless classic for many, many years, and tonight it's only fitting that we add it to the CIMC Music Show. Please forgive me with the noise in the background. It seems that some of our listeners are acting up. So we're going to go ahead and get started with our next wonderful little tale of horror and creepy crawlers, the psychological thrilling storytelling of the Haunted Mansion here on the CIMC Music Show. So stick around. We have a lot of more things to come in the show, and we hope that you are enjoying it, and thank you for spending your Halloween with us. We're going to go ahead and start the Haunted Mansion in just a moment after these messages from one of our sponsors on the CIMC Music Show.
We are the Borg. Resistance is futile. When traversing the universe, we always be sure to check Spot a Cop to make sure the Federation isn't out there seeking to stop us from assimilating you. Spot a Cop on Facebook.
Frightening sounds echo through the halls whenever candlelights flicker where the air is deathly still. That is the time when ghosts are present, practicing their terror with ghoulish delight. Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion. I am your host, your ghost host. Kindly step all the way in, please, and make room for everyone. There's no turning back now. Our tour begins here in this gallery, where you see paintings of some of our guests as they appeared in their corruptible mortal state. Your cadaverous pallor betrays an aura of foreboding, almost as though you sense a disquieting metamorphosis. Is this haunted room actually stretching, or is it your imagination? And consider this dismaying observation. This chamber has no windows and no doors. Which offers you this chilling challenge to find a way out. Of course, there's always my way. I didn't mean to frighten you prematurely. The real chills come later. Now, as they say, look alive, and we'll continue our little tour. And let's all stay together, please. There are several prominent ghosts who have retired here from creepy old crypts all over the world. Actually, we have 999 happy haunts here, but there's room for for 1,000. Any volunteers? If you insist on lagging behind, you may not need to volunteer. And now, a carriage approaches to take you into the boundless realm of the supernatural. Take your loved ones by the hand, please, and kindly watch your step. Oh, yes, and no flash pictures, please. We spirits are frightfully sensitive to bright lights. Do not pull down on the safety bar, please. I will lower it for you. And heed this warning. The spirits will materialize only if you remain quietly seated at all times. We find it delightfully unlivable here in this ghostly retreat. Every room has wall-to-wall creeps, and hot and cold running chills. Listen.
Send us a message from somewhere beyond. Goblins and ghoulies from last Halloween, awaken the spirits with your tambourine. Creepy and crawly toads in a pond, let there be music from regions beyond. And witches, wherever you dwell, give us a hint by ringing a bell.
The happy haunts have received your sympathetic vibrations and are beginning to materialize. They're assembling for a swinging wake, and they'll be expecting me. I'll see you all a little later.
making the tombstones quake.
Tombstones knock for Wayne and Wake.
Happy haunts materialize.
And begin to vocalize. Grim, grinning ghosts about to socialize.
Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide.
For a silly spook takes it by your side.
Shrouded in a darkish hide.
They pretend to terrorize. Grim, grinning ghosts about to socialize.
Times high or the dead oak tree.
Spooks arrive for the midnight free.
Creepy creeps with eerie eyes.
Sharks to freak
and harmonize. When green ghosts start to socialize.
When you hear the knell of a requiem bell.
Weird ghosts dream where spirits dwell.
Restless bones etherealize.
Blind as spooks of every size.
When the grim doors creak and the tombstones quake.
Tombstones knock for Wayne and Wake.
Happy haunts to clear out.
And begin to vocalize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Now don't close your eyes, they don't try to hide.
All the silly spook, take it by your side.
Shrouded in
a little matter I forgot to mention. Beware of hitchhiking ghosts. They have selected you to fill our quota, and they'll haunt you until you return. Now I will raise the safety bar, and a ghost will follow you home.
And we'll be right back on the CIMC Music Show, Spooky Halloween Special. We'll be right back. And if you are out in Harrisonburg tonight, hopefully you got over to Vine Street. At the 800 block of Vine Street, there was a haunted house happening, complete with an electrified corpse, a human spider, and a pirate witch, along with projections of truly spectacular spooks and spectacles projected upon the wall of the house. If you didn't get a chance to see it, maybe next year you might have the chance to do so. I highly recommend it. And if you survive the frightening ordeal, you might even end up with a little treat in your basket. When we were growing up, this family of monsters, including Herman and Grandpa, were a big hit on TV. This black and white sitcom television show aired for years and still is being played today. Maybe you might remember the Munsters.
Traversing the universe, we always be sure to check Spot-a-Cop to make sure the Federation isn't out there seeking to stop us from assimilating you. Spot-a-Cop on Facebook.
So we're back here on the CIMC Music Show Spooky Halloween Special, and we just heard the classic The Haunted Mansion, which, as you may or may not know, was a tourist attraction ride at the Disney, or Walt Disneyland, I believe it was. And it was a ride that you would go into, and the soundtrack you heard was exactly what you would have heard had you have been in that particular ride. Now, we're going to have another story for you coming up soon, but first we'd like to play another song for all you witches out there. This one's for you.
Thank you.
We want to know about what you did for this Halloween. If you want to call in and get on the show and tell us about your spooky night, call 626-213-5713. Again, 626-213-5713. Call us and let us know how your night's been and what Halloween festivities you attended. We'll be right back on the CIMC Music Show Spooky Halloween Special.
The creepy and the kooky, the serious and spooky, they're all together ooky, the Addams Family. The house is a museum, when people come to see them, they really are the scream, the Addams Family.
Neat, sweet, petite.
So get a witch's shawl on, a broomstick you can call on, we're gonna pay a call on, the Addams Family.
The Addams.
Is your computer running slow, full of viruses, or locking up? Well, call ComStar Computers at 540-435-1126, and they'll have you up and running in no time. ComStar Computers offers a full range of computer services and proudly serves the Shenandoah Valley. You can check them out online at www.comstarcomputers.com. ComStar Computers, 540-435-1126. At ComStar, they're not number one, you are.
Now, our next piece is featuring the perhaps most spooky, scariest man in cinematic history, Vincent Price. He and Michael Jackson, back in the 80s, brought us perhaps the most perfect Halloween song of all time with Thriller. And it was so scary and so in-depth that Michael Jackson had to release a religious press release saying that he was not going to be with the Jehovah Witnesses anymore, and that the video itself did not necessarily reflect his beliefs about the undead. We're going to go ahead and start the Thriller song in its entirety here on the CIMC Music Show. So you stay with us, and we will be back right after Thriller.
Thank you.
Midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
Game in just a moment. So here's what you're going to need: a candle, just one, that's all, and then a flashlight. Gather around with all your friends or your kids, and when we come back, we will tell you how to play the game. For now, this one's for all you werewolves out there. We can't forget you. Stay away from those silver bullets. We'll be back on the CIMC Music Show Spooky Halloween Special.
Traitor Vic. His hair was perfect.
It's time now for the torture chamber. This game requires that you turn off all the lights.
One thing about living in Santa Carla I never could stomach. All the damn vampires.
Well, alrighty there. Anyway, you gotta turn off all the lights. You gotta light one candle and make sure that you have a flashlight. And the way the torture chamber works is we're going to play the torture chamber segment, and you got to turn it up real loud. And whoever the first person is that turns on the flashlight or turns on the light loses. So let's get ready. I'll wait for you to go ahead and get set up. Remember, you have to turn off all the lights, and you can light one candle and put it in the middle. Make sure everybody's gathered around. All your friends or your family, the kids, all you ghouls and goblins, don't be afraid to run to the mummy if you get scared. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get started with the torture chamber. Good luck to everybody, and don't get too scared. We'll be back after this on the CIMC Music Show Spooky Halloween Special. Let's get started with the torture chamber.
Yeah.
and that was the torture chamber. I wonder how many of you ran for the flashlight or flipped the light on. I wonder how many of you sat through it. You sick little people. Okay, well, we're going to play a wonderful spooky story by Earl Clifton when we come back. But for now, we're going to go ahead and lighten things up a little bit and try to get rid of some of those ghosts and ghouls and goblins lurking around your house right now. And when we come back, we'll go ahead and get started with the story. Here's Ray Parker Jr. with Ghostbusters on the CIMC Music Show. After this message with the spooky old woods story. So stick with us and We're going to go ahead and get that started in just a moment. But for now, here's a word from one of our sponsors on the CIMC Music Show Spooky Halloween Special.
It's that time of year again when the winter months are upon us, and with that comes colds and flus, and we have just the answer for you to keep you above weather. Dr. Arthur Fierro of Harrisonburg, Virginia, who is a nationally accredited nutritionalist and chiropractor, he's the inventor of the dietary supplement BioDefense. BioDefense will help you overcome a lot of common illnesses, which can be greatly affected by simple changes in your nutritional behavior. But with Dr. Fierro's BioDefense dietary supplement, this compound will help you battle those things such as the cold and the flu, as well as a range of other illnesses. Dr. Fierro's BioDefense can be purchased on his website at www.drarthurfierro.com. That's DrArthurFierro.com, or by calling his office here in Harrisonburg at 540-434-2495.
Okay, it's time for that Spooky Old Woods, Spooky Old Woods by Carl Clifton. This was a story that was aired on the Earl Clifton radio show many years ago. And I think it's only fitting to end our show with this. So we're going to get that started in just a moment. And then when we come back, we'll have some information about what to expect in our next show. But for now, go ahead and scooch up next to somebody, cuddle up nice and tight, and enjoy this wonderful telling tale.
There's this path on the edge of the woods just behind the elementary school football field. A few of my classmates have told stories about this old woman that lived in the woods, and that the path leads to her house, an old crumbling shack, held together by overgrown shrubs and vines. No one knew her real name, but everyone called her Old Lady Hawkins. One story is that she's got two dogs that run around in the woods and give chase to anyone, especially kids. And if they should catch you, they would drag you back to the old lady, and she would cook you up for sure. Another story is about her being a witch, and how she would drop down from the sky and snatch you up on her broomstick to never be heard from again. Nobody really believed the stories. We just laughed at them. One Saturday afternoon in the late fall, me, my brother Wayne, his friend Pret, and our neighbor Marcus were playing on the football field, and we decided to check out the path. On the ground just at the head of the woods laid an old blue and white flannel shirt. Pret, the oldest of us, found the large stick and fished it up so we could have a better look at it. We gathered around it like a bunch of junior scientists, and immediately we pointed out the dark stains on it. Unanimously, we declared the stains to be blood, and with that, Pret started to play like he was going to throw it on us. We all ran back and forth yelling and laughing at each other, trying to distance ourselves as far away from Pret and the creepy shirt as possible. We were so excited and scared all at the same time. I had that gut feeling I used to get when my brother and I used to go to my grandma's house. Pret finally tossed the shirt into the brush after taunting us for several minutes. "Let's go down the path," he smiled. "Yeah, let's go," my brother said. Marcus started walking up the trail. "All right, come on then." So each of us followed one another, trying to be as quiet as possible, but the leaves kept crunching with our every step. Marcus led the way, followed by my brother Wayne. I was third and Pret was last. The further we got into the woods, the thicker they seemed. The trees were eerie, black silhouettes reaching for the sky, shadowing down on us, watching us creep along. They were so scary I thought that they would come to life and try to grab us, like in some of the movies I've seen. The air was getting cooler, too. We could see our breath now. Marcus turned around and started to act like he was smoking a cigarette, trying to be funny. When suddenly to our right, a group of blackbirds dashed out from the brush. The four of us hit the ground like soldiers out on a patrol and lay frozen, listening for anything out in the woods. It was dead quiet. We sat there for a few moments, not making a sound. Our hearts pounded for the fear of the unknown. Our imaginations were taking over. Marcus finally stood up and scanned the woods, making sure the coast was clear, and then he made the gesture for us to get up. We started walking again, this time even slower than before. It was only 100 yards or so when we came up to this frozen ditch. It was too wide for any of us to jump, so Pret suggested I go first to test the ice, since I was the smallest. There was a little creaking at the edge, but I made it over safely to the other side. And just as soon as I turned around, the boys took off down the path, yelling for their lives and running as fast as they could. I cried out to them and made a quick leap back over the ditch, missing the bank and smashing through the thin ice. Quickly, I grabbed a branch in front of me and managed to pull myself out of the cold water and onto the bank. That's when I noticed the 2 dogs snarling at me from the other side of the ditch I was just on. I yelled to the top of my lungs and sprinted after the boys who were already gone, the dogs nipping at my heels, their breath hot on my neck. I was running as fast as I could, but still too slow. I felt like the tree limbs were reaching out, tugging and grabbing at me, trying to hold me back. I rounded a corner and I could see the guys cheering me on, and as soon as I reached them, I collapsed to the ground, all of us laughing. What a sigh of relief. The dogs didn't chase me after all. We caught our breath and collected our wits and started for home so I could change out of my wet clothes. And I guess it was about halfway across the football field when we looked back. There at the entrance to the path was a black man, wearing a blue and white flannel shirt, much like the one we saw on the ground. He was walking with 2 dogs, headed into the woods. We never tried to go back up the path again, and still to this day I'm convinced that all those stories about Old Lady Hawkins are true. I know this one is.
Thank you for being with us on the CIMC Music Show special Halloween episode, the Spooky Halloween Special. Join us each week. We have multiple shows with different topics and different themes. Last night, which you can check out on our radio show page at blogtalkradio.com/CIMC, was the top 20 countdown of most iconic movie theme songs. And we also have several other episodes there for you to play on demand. Make sure you click follow and become one of our loyal listeners. And when we come back with the next show, we'll have more exciting content for you. Just would like to point out that we are offering commercial placement at incredibly low prices, starting out at just $5 in commercial. So if you're interested in having your business or band or anything else featured on our shows, feel free to contact us at ncardiasat@yahoo.com or catch us on Facebook at Controlling Interest Music Company or the CIMC Harrisonburg Musicians Forum. And lastly, you can also go to the ComStar Computers website, that's www.comstarcomputers.com, and contact them to get your commercials aired. So we look forward to having you with us next time. As always, the call-in number for our shows is 626-213-5713. I'm your host, Jason Cuban. Thank you. Have a very spooky evening and good night.